This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Today we have an interview with a pop dance trio based in Durban, and it's consisting of three members. TJ, so he's a producer and a songwriter. Kuzoba Umaya, he's a vocalist and a songwriter. Kuzoba King Fist, and he's a vocalist and a songwriter. But today it looks like abaphelele kodwa ke we'll find out ukubona ukuthi ithini. Namkela kwi MUT Top. How are you doing, guys? Oh wait, I mean I'm saying vulile impopo yena. Yes. Right.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm cool. By the way, even now I'm cool ukuthi who is Maya, who is
Maya is him.
Oh, okay. Then you are
I'm TJ,
obviously. Oh, TJ. Also, long get a king of fits.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
That's him.
Okay. Just tell us, who is Guess Max, Mask, and Benzan?
Well, it's not sure to see group, the band, but it's hard to sense it dance, Nepop at times.
Yeah.
Usually music we like to think of it connects with people about the way we create it and the way we express ourselves as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to know. I'm just curious. I think Gaga Mbuza Lumbuza before, but this time maybe there's a new student in Lalil.
Mm.
So I just want to know. Take us back. We say. How it group in the former Ganjan, like
well, it wasn't easy, but yeah,
Guakalanjan, take us back the history.
Well, we're like a bunch of friends, right? So we just get it around, so we figure out what's it, Kumele, it's something though, because yeah, bruh, yeah, but. Yeah, I mean, like, I mean, Usia Umaya, bruh. I mean, Usia King Fit. So, we decided to, bruh, since we into dance music, we should come back. Mm-hmm. Like, come together as a group, not come back. Yeah. We should come together as a group. Mrs. Provider is provider something like a substantial,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, something constructive and stuff. So, yeah, bruh. It was me and him, and we're doing like different music at the time, bro, like different kind of genres and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then we like we kind of like figured it out. What's it now? We need like to come be on together. The same lane, dog. And we are on the same lane right now, dog. And dance music is the thing that we actually wanted to do from day one.
Yeah, from scratch initially.
From scratch, actually, as he said. Yeah. So, bro, that's you've always wanted to like to like. Make people dance. Make people happy, dog. They got to be happy, dog. People got to be happy.
Well, I think if you seven's win, look, good thing, they better be happy. So, nothing in a choice.
Yeah, you got no choice.
Exactly. Okay. I think Lumbuzo, we are going to be so much experience here. So, I just want to know Ugusena, how the love of music started, you know. Kuwena nawe, I'm sure ukuthi indlela yaqala ngayo umusic is not the same na eyaqala ngayo umusic, you know. So I just want to know from you ukuthi na how the love of music started.
Okay, well for me guys, I grew up around okay, most people we can have eleven ama gifts in different ways. So,
yeah,
I'm a talent in the core. It's not music per se. Some have music, some have arts. So I grew up around arts well, like all my life.
Yeah.
So, like, so cool. I had like a first hand experience with music because we like that all the time. We got different genres, So I decided now it's okay. Let me try something. And it actually worked out for me.
For you?
Well, for me, it's got to be my pop, my father. Ubabwami, bruh, he was a musician, went to Maskanj and stuff. Mm-hmm. And usually, when he plays his guitar and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's, I mean, I wouldn't know for sure, but I think that's when I fell in love with music, bruh, because that nigga, has some skills.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, it's kind of.
Manje, why are you getting some maskand?
Well.
I was lying to him, man. Don't just get me like a
Well, I am a producer though, so
yeah, it makes sense.
I don't sing, I don't do anything. I do play guitar though. I know how to play guitar, so
yeah,
that's cool. You know, I inherited the stuff from my pop, so it's cool. This is it's amazing actually, that. But
yeah, okay. It's look like about who you are coming from. We my family's very artsy. Into Radebe Pile, you know, Ayona into Edge Akubona. So I just want to know which, when you started doing music, so much and I would see, you know, Ma Baba Mkulu Koko, I want to focus on the music. How was your family?
Obviously, but I lent in. Because, I mean, basically, I come from a family of academics. So.
Yeah.
So. But it's like, I think that was
the talent.
The talent. As much as people are like, seven zilla buying a car, but yeah, 5 months, nah. So something is stable, something is when the good deal was, Peter later.
Humbi is calling. Ubay law, you bought a hotel.
Yeah. But initially, seven look, it's okay. The moment you keep a grounded land, but it's okay, cool. You might as well continue with this thing.
For Wena, how was your family when you tell them, good, I want to do music?
Well, my family was like, nah. But my brother was like, yeah, bro, I'm going to support you, obviously.
Yeah.
He started like buying me stuff. He bought me my first mixer. Which I did my first track on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother is being supportive, bro.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to me, and that's the
shout
only person that I care about.
Okay.
Yeah. So, bro, that's the only guy that I care with, bro. With what he thinks of me or of my music and stuff. But he's the one who's been supporting me all this time, bro. He's never sent a word to me with, nigga, you need to go to work right now. This stuff is bad for you, but
it's not working. All that.
Well, he could think that, but he never said that to me. So, so it's cool.
Yeah,
but he's been supportive though. So I love my brother, and he's the one that I want to make proud.
Mm.
If this thing work out, obviously,
it will work. It will work.
I hope it does.
Yeah. you guys, you form this group, I think 2019 or 18.
Between those years.
So it's been a long time now.
Yeah.
So I just want to know, Gutena, how is the journey so far? Like, are my challenges in the industry?
I think your industry, whether it's music or just any, whether it's professional or whatever, it's gonna be angry numbers are calling. So I think nice we're just going through that. But thus far, I will say some very distance end with Legacy Enzyme, and it's been working out thus far. I will.
Yeah,
and we're just hoping we'll see eventually we'll get to reach the levels. Because when happens that, I'm going to tune in again.
Ovi.
What the heck? It's cool, man.
Ovi, man.
Well, this is what we're doing this time. This is what we're doing. Yeah.
It's got to. It's got to.
Okay, let's go straight to news equipment. I'm going to go to S18. Okay. I think this is a new song. So I just want to know, Ugutena, who you featured Glengo Malena, and the story behind the song. Just tell us.
Well, there is a story behind the song, but there's no feature though. It's just guess, man.
Yeah.
It's about work, bros. Yeah, I've been working a lot. He's been like passing his whatever off. I'm not gonna like curse on the radio, so
yeah.
He's been cursing his behind off, so it's cool. So for me, this song is like directly like dedicated to him. This is for him, actually. I do appreciate this I want to say nigga, but I'm just going to say this.
Guy.
I've
already said it, but sure. Yeah. Sure.
I'm just going to say this person. I do appreciate him. He's been there for me. And I just feel like this song should be about him. And he's been working hard. I mean, I work hard too. But him, he works more harder than my. So it's...
I mean, I always say we work equally the same, but yeah.
Nah, he's just lying.
I'm not lying, actually. But yeah, officially, it's tied to your song, Ibuka album. So we've decided to go with that title. But yeah, it's exciting because we're on that mental state. So it's okay, I'm a size and a nine. And once you have money, you're going to be buying all this stuff based on the work that we're doing. Since mentioning, I was here, Voga, so it's buying a nine, 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 nine. So yeah.
Okay. There's a song, Ezolandela. Tell us more about it. Why? And ubani nimfichiringi lengo male?
Nobody.
It's just you guys.
It's just us, right? We're trying to like find ourselves on this thing and stuff. But that Wire song is about I'm a lover and stuff. And I feel like I'm old enough to like pay Ilobola and stuff.
Yeah.
So I would say this song is like definitely speaking to me directly.
It's pressure,
bro. A lot, actually. A lot of pressure. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I should love all it now, or I should like go out and spend money with my friends and like have fun.
Because yeah. I know, we'll see, since it's in Goma, basically, they call my own, we need to make like people proud of it.
Yeah.
So, as long as you're getting us cars, it's okay, cool. Tiganje, we are cousin in Zimbu, umpers, cousin, Tarakan against him, Binang, Ramuza, and Peraka. Not his best again, I just kind of no way to Abo Degan Jalens.
Well, I have a famous question for that, but for now, let's focus on this interview for now.
Okay.
Nisaka against him is in Kalilayo. Okay. As a guest mask. Where do you see yourself in 5 years to come? Maybe in 2 years, maybe in 3 years, or maybe in 5 years when next year, you know?
It could be next year, it could be
exactly.
Tomorrow. It
could be anytime.
Exactly. I understand. So, where do you see yourself as a kiss mask?
Well, if it's in 5 years, in retirement, basically. Like, let's say I retire, especially in Dwayne Abo. That's how my legend type situation. I don't get it. Sure. What that is, like on that Black Coffee type of level. So it's,
yeah.
It's international. We're doing international shows.
Yeah.
Since the show goes to youth from underprivileged communities like Homblazi, Ogwamash, and all these townships are elevating their music, even nationally or locally or regionally. They're just doing. They're just doing what they should be doing, creating art. Even though AI figured it, but I don't think it can replicate.
No, it can never.
Yeah, it can never.
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 I know my stories now are true.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now my muscles.
Exactly. I own the mood, and the thing mood was the 70s.
Yeah, basically.
So, exactly. Yeah. So, siya sakhuluma sikhuluma ngengoma la sikhulume ngosayithini sakhuluma ngowaya and kanibuza ukuthi obani bafeaturishile nasho ukuthi no one so wa mention ubuthi ukuthi yena nisayiphusha okwamanje you know nisafocus kunina kahle kahle so I just want to know ukuthi yena in future who you want to collaborate with in the industry in the music industry by the way.
Sorry. Well,
maybe one or two people.
Well, this project is about us, right? It's about us, like trying to like work something out. One with his mappy, as a guest mix and stuff. But we've been working with people, bruh. We collaborated with Tony White, like not like like a year ago or some stuff, like just like 2 weeks, like 2 weeks back or 4 weeks back, I don't know.
And now he's doing his thing. That's why I got my recognition for Mambuso Cause, so you might as well get that shine as well.
But
overall it's like bigger artists are calling it generally a house, so it could be more no Dala Tuxin,
yeah,
it could be Omar Porris and
yeah,
but initially for us, it's like guys like oh major laser, bro. Like mm-hmm. bigger guys.
Yeah.
Well no play cough and stuff.
Honestly, I would like one of our songs if Izo figure in between this guy Dark, the influencer, this guy.
Oh Oscar Mbio.
Oscar
Mbio. Oh. Mbio.
Like the name.
Gambio.
I like the guy a lot. I wanna one of our songs if you got on his band money. That could be great for us. Mm. It could be great.
Nice one. So listen to me, it's cooling as a singaitola, the ambazot and masses we told we EP itinito. Can we expect any music soon?
Yeah, definitely. It's gonna be an EP, because it was such a lineup, so preview, so premiere type situation.
Yeah.
So yeah. But then it's gonna be available either mid month or by month end.
Okay.
And it's like 3 tracks, 4 tracks.
It's like 4 tracks, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we are looking forward to good Leo EP Leo Enzo keep us soon. So. Nakona ikes in mask nje yodwa nje kuphela.
No, like the people who are featured on the EP.
O bandla bo sifike sesiready.
Well, I wouldn't know per se right now because.
Oh, okay.
No, because there's a lot of tracks to pick on, so.
Okay.
We actually don't know what tracks.
But about these two, it's
what Prince did right now. Lower assured, that's just me. So, very, you can say, like, kind of like leaky, we guess.
I could miss.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, nice one. So, ukuze sazike ke phela nathi ke sesibone the day iphuma iEP. If someone wants to get in touch with you, how can they find you?
We have our pages, X, Guess Mask. But then you can just DM us, search Guess Mask everywhere. Also, you can contact us with number 82, which is 063-520-5886. For bookings, name day ganjalo
nan. Go to Spindle,
you know? 060-520-5886.
Okay.
Also, you can contact our manager, Ulan Dinesa. You can come to our social media and Uzo respond that in a quick.
Quickly, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, always online. I don't know what's wrong with that guy, but it's always online.
Yeah. So now, when I just want to show now, because now, guess the little day now 3 days.
Well, very imminent, maybe in Jalo, maybe it is online.
Got to be on spot.
Exactly, because
always online, it doesn't miss anything.
Well, thank you so much. This is for giving up to interview yet, but I just want to know. I just want us to go back. So I have a famous question, and it is a good famous question. So you have to ask this question. Is either outside no me outside. So I just want to know Uguti or put me case mask there in a relationship no matter it's in into a boy cholo. Yeah, just like in Belgium spotlight, man.
My gotta go first, obviously.
I'm in a tight spot because emotionally, I'm detached, So I'm involved with multiple people right now.
Why wait now?
But the thing is, I'm trying because I'll come while the one in them, abo.
Yeah.
It was probably I'm telling an alien life. Hey, kunze abo some data because they. But experience,
things get tough.
We are still young.
Well, it's young.
More or less.
Not even 30. I don't know what he's talking about. Talking about not having a wife and stuff. Come on, bro.
Who's my impression?
Bro, brother.
What the fuck? Now, I'm asking to say, happy, man. I'm happy.
Exactly.
So, now, what's it? Sometimes, not all the time, but having a motor serious now at this age and time, in a way, ngafanele sacrifice le na sisimthambi right now you have like a booking somewhere eBotswana or further than that or you have to go sign some deal good that some of them are missing for months.
Yeah.
Lo muntu uyakhomplain athi you're going to be away blah blah blah. Somebody ucabanga ukuthi okay cool I'm going to leave for 2 days na na na. Now imagine you're compromising on your actual career. But now it's a little bit of a gamble, but...
No, we are gang. I don't feel like support. It's a gang, but it's a couple of... Because we are going
to be like... Yeah, that's true, that's true. Yeah.
Exactly. For yeah.
Wow.
The thing is, it's a gang, because that means there's someone, so...
Well, I had like a first love. So, like, it was back then, though, when I was like around 19, because I'm like grown right now.
Okay.
I just figured out what all those people that I was messing around with at that age, at a specific age, they all married right now. So I'm like. I've been worried about my future. I'm like. So there's nobody that I can text right now because everybody got a man, I got a husband right now. I texted somebody. I said I did text a girl. This is like a girl that I actually liked, but she was like, "Dude, you can't be doing this. You can't."
Well, this means good thing. Should see. We finally pressure. Shoot, I get kulumuntu lo kondile owa manje. But again, it's fine.
Well, I gotta get that straight.
Oh, but you're disgusting. Yes, we'll be a shot. No man, so right. Side lag.
Who's my man? Who's my man?
Well, interview is not about me.
No.
Sakela usimeme usizoswenka
kodwa kule ndawo inspired was ba
well into engakuthi ngabe nibheka abathungisayo that's all.
Oh, okay.
For now
we
could do that.
Any shout outs?
Okay, first thing, first shout out to Ukamarov. Actually, this is something like I was like car more than 3 times. Yeah. High speed, which is crazy, motor highway.
Being a hero.
Which is crazy.
Being a hero, dog. Being a hero.
Shout out to Promax as well, producer and a friend of ours. Now in the music coming soon. But then, yeah, you're not cool because you ain't going to be to me, but hey, Vault.
Yeah.
Shout out to.
Vaulting.
to our manager, Umbati. Yeah, that's pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Family. Yeah. And shout out to King Fizz doing it right now. I always show good team sound, but yeah, boom. He's caught up now in. Again, it's just a midlife crisis. But there's a pant in the boom. So, yeah. Double corner, and you have a super corner. So, yeah.
Yeah, done.
Okay. Yeah. Nice one. Any shout
out? Well, my shout out is gonna go straight to the same people. Kamaro, bruh, for always being there for us. I appreciate this guy. He's the best. And my brother, obviously.
Yeah,
he's been there for me. I want to say gas mask, but I shouldn't. But promise, my guy, yeah. My guy, bro. We make great music with this guy, bro. I love this nigga, and it's amazing, actually. Who else?
Family, so siblings.
My family. Yeah. Being supportive is hell.
Yeah,
I want to say hell, but I want to say my.
And shout out to you, Bong some words.
Yeah, for like
you've been actually
entertainers, bro. Yeah, bro. So shout out to you,
giving
actually.
Us a platform to express ourselves.
Yeah, a lot, actually, bro. Actually, bro.
Shout out to me.
You have a shout out.
Nangu coat and card, okay.
Please do cry. I cannot teach you though, but please do cry.
So Kanzana's on.
Like for real, though, we appreciate you, bro. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, bro. Ah, okay. Mina, thank you so much. Good thing, Fik. Yeah, give good thing, Fik.
Yeah.
You know, Sabana interview. So, thank you so much for your time. Good thing, Benami. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.